the ancient tradition of Easter, or Pascha, goes back to the earliest times of Christianity. This is the liturgical season that leads up to the crucifixion of Jesus and the experience of his resurrection. Easter's purpose is for seekers of God to travel the path traced by the Holy Man of Nazareth. This is an internal, spiritual journey. The external rituals associated with Easter are all aimed at supporting and increasing the personal transformation which is generated by reliving the spiritual meaning of the Easter story. Easter leads us into what has been called the dark night of the soul, which expresses the sense of despair and abandonment of God, which we see in the image of the torment and crucifixion of Jesus. As in all spiritual insights, this idea requires the reconciliation of opposites in order to be understood. According to the mystical tradition, the darkness becomes a purification from selfishness and desires in order to clear the ground for the reception of greater wisdom and joy. It can develop a new ability to perceive and understand. Through unknowing, we come to truly know. These paradoxes are much more than mind-bending sayings. They represent the essence of the human experience of divine reality. We can never hope to know the creative force of the universe with our tiny minds, nor can we understand the depth and breadth of the purpose of life in its objective totality. This is why faith is at the center of spiritual teachings. Not faith as adherence to a belief system which is passively accepted, but faith as a powerful, courageous opening of the heart and mind beyond the realm of the senses. To journey with perseverance through the seeming endlessness of such dark times will lead to another shore. The very acceptance of these unacceptable times is part of the answer. Maturity of character, release from self-absorption, new depths of courage eventually give birth to another self. This is a self that understands in ways that the mind cannot grasp, that has gone out of itself in order to find itself, and that sees what other eyes cannot see. This is the self that comes from the deep running river of the soul, no longer from the surface persona we know so well. The Easter message is one of dying to the aspects of our nature that are obstacles to the awakening of our spiritual potential. That means turning away from selfishness, violence, negativity. The list is almost endless. Those who follow the way of Christ are in fact headed for their own crucifixion, that of the self-focused view of the world, where the individual is the center of their universe. This death to egocentric attitudes and behaviors leads to what might be called a resurrected life, one that is no longer limited to self-gratification, but is connected to others in such a way that giving of oneself in the name of goodness becomes the very purpose of existence. Each new Easter experience is meant to be an opportunity for individuals to prioritize their choices, overcome their intolerance and toxic attitudes, and enter a spiritual freedom that can make the world a better place.